I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has won a recount amidst calls for a coalition government to keep the peace. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says the instability has forced them to postpone a mission trip. However, their permanent team still needs support because
our team is able to enter into places that gives them the opportunity to share the gospel. Often it's places that they would not have access to unless they were bringing something that will provide tangible help. And so it gives them credibility. They're helping more than 1,200 families.
Next, the famine caused by an infestation of rats only happens every 50 years in India. The last 2 years' worth of harvest have been devoured by the multiplying rat population. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says the Mautam Task Force is helping rejuvenate cash crops while constantly researching other cash crops for the future. However, Padidi says the church giving suffers because of this.
We are trusting the Lord to raise up many among the household of faith to come to their aid by becoming prayer partners or providing financial support to enable them to carry on their ministries.
And E3 Partners is celebrating some accomplishments last year. Through their ministries, 212,000 people came to faith in Christ. Across 32 countries, almost 2,000 churches were planted by believers from the U.S. who served on mission teams. They need prayer and financial partners to help them reach even more people this year. Pray that all E3 Partners' time, talents, and resources will be used to their fullest measure. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have MNN delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.